Bava Basra, Perek Vav, Mishnah Dalet, 6-4. And the Mishnah is returning now to talk about when one enters into transactions and doesn't exactly define the terms, so how we understand what a person would be expected to mean. And this Mishnah will talk about two kinds of cases. It's when a person either purchases a plot of land to build a home, or he hires a contractor to build him a home. So the question is, if you didn't specify the size of the plot or the size of the home, so what should be expected? And this will give you a good insight into the way they lived back 2,000 years ago. It says, "Hamocher makom lechavero livnos lo bayis." If a person sells, Reuven sells Shimon a plot for Shimon to build a home, "V'chein hamakabel mechavero livnos lo bayis," or if a person is mekabel, like a kablan, to be a contractor to build him a home. So if it's beis chasnus levano, if it's a little newlywed's, you know, home that would be for his newly married son, and the way they did things back then is like they had their primary home where the family, you know, they'll call it the patriarch, the father of the family, lived with his wife and kids, whatever. And then as the children got married off, so then the boys at least, they would live like just sort of like they build a new little house right next door, and like attached to it, and they would live, the new couple would live in that new little home right next door. So the question is, how big should that little home be? Or similarly, ubeis almanus levito, if his daughter became an almana, meaning the daughter was widowed, so she has no husband now, but she might have some children, whatever it is. So again, they'll build her like her own little kind of little suite, a little home room that's next to the primary home of the family. So how big should those be? So, says the Mishnah, Bona Arba Amos Al Shesh, to Rabbi Kiva. Rabbi Kiva holds that the home for a newlywed couple or for a widowed woman, even if she has some kids, would be 4 by 6 Amos. An Amos is roughly half a meter, so you're talking 2 by 3 meters, 6 square meters. It's tiny. In feet, you're talking something like, let's just call it tall, 2 feet, just to be simple here. So you're talking, if it's 2 by 3 meters, you're talking 4 by 6 feet. Okay, tiny. Okay, my car, my big Kia Carnival car is 2, and like my Toyota Sienna, the same kind of thing. These kind of big, you know, 8-seater cars, they are 2 meters wide and 5 meters long. We're talking 2 meters wide and 3 meters long. So you know, it's basically a little more than half the size of a big, you know, 8-seater car. In any case, Rabbi Yishmael Omer Refes Bakar Huzet. Rabbi Yishmael says, no, that's too small, too small. People don't live in homes quite that small, but he doesn't actually specify how big it should be. He just says that's too small. That size, the 2 by 3, the 4 by 6 almost would be for like a cow shed or something like that. Okay? The halach is actually going to fall like Rabbi Akiva, so actually where the Shulchan Aruch says, yes, indeed, you know, 4 by 6 almost is the right kind of size for a newlywed couple, tiny. Now, one just point the Gemara asks, well, why are we doing this kind of weird asymmetry? It's like a newlywed son or a widowed daughter. Like, what about a newlywed daughter? So the Gemara speaks out, this is Mishnah teaching us derech eretz, the propriety. It's not right for, if one marries a daughter, for his son-in-law to live like in the house, like kind of adjoining his, a new little home, because then essentially he'd be living at home with his mother-in-law, and that's improper. So we don't want that to happen. But once the son-in-law's out the picture, the daughter will move back to live with her family again. Okay, the Mishnah continues on. If it's harot lasos refes bakar, if indeed a person did contract to purchase a piece of land to build a shed for a cow, or if he hired a contractor to build him a shed for the cow, so how big should the shed be? Bona arba amos al shesh. It should be 4 by 6 amos. Fine. Now, if the agreement was that we're building a bayis katan, a small home, but we don't specify exactly what that means. So how big would that be? Says the Mishnah, Shesh al Shmona, 6 by 8 amos, roughly something like 3 by 4 meters at 12 square meters. It's, again, it's really tiny. That's like a small room, what we call small room today, basically. And if it's gadol, if it's a bayis gadol, so that means like a big home, so then it's Shmona al Eser. It would be 8 by 10 amos. Okay, so basically like 4 by 5 meters, 20 square meters. That's a big room, like the size of maybe like, you know, the biggest room in your home or something like that, but it's just that big. Okay, now, troklin, if you contract to build like a mansion, so then it's eser al eser, it's 10 by 10 almost, 5 by 5 meters, which might be the size of, say, your living room or something like that. But that's considered to be a mansion in the time of the Mishnah. And actually, the Mishnah is sort of giving its aesthetic sensibilities, perhaps influenced by what went on in the classical times when the Mishnah was written, like in Roman and Greek sensibilities, that a square, as opposed to a rectangular room, is more aesthetically pleasing. The trochons that are impressed, so like the rotunda, for example, if you're familiar with that, very famous piece of architectural work, something like that, the Rotunda Vicenza, which is a square, of course. So something like that would be like the ideal, and that's a trochlea. Okay, what about the height of the roof? So Romo, it's Rumo, it's height of the ceiling. Kachatzi arko v'kachatzi rachbo. Literally means half of its height, of its length, plus half of its width, which is another way of saying, as we would say in our terms today, the average of the width and the length of the home. So in other words, if a newlywed suite is 4x6 amos, so the average of 4 and 6 is 5, so it should be 5 amos high. If you're talking about a big bias, which is 8x10 amos, we said, so it should be the average of 8 and 10, which would be 9 amos high, very high ceiling in that case. So Raya Ladavar, says the Mishnah, you know, kind of a support evidence for that being the rationale, the sort of averaging the length and the width of the home, is the Heichel. The Heichel, what we would call perhaps the Kodesh, if you're more familiar, is referring to the time of Bais Rishon, Solomon's temple, Shlomo's temple, where the Mikdash Rishon, so the Kodesh, including both Kodesh and Kodesh Kodashim, was 40 amos long and 20 amos wide, and at a height of 30 amos. So you see again, 30 being the average of 20 and 40, so the height of the Kodesh, but it's calling here the Heichel, was the average of the length and the width. That's in Bais Rishon. Note that in Bais Sheni, it wasn't quite like that. In Bais Sheni, first of all, the whole structure of the Heichel was much bigger because it included not just the Kodesh with the Kodesh Kodashim, but also the that's like the back half, I'll call it, of what's like kind of looks like a T. But the front half was the Ulam. It was a very tall entrance area. We're not considering that at all, but even just the back, the Kodesh. So it was, again, 40 long and 20 wide in Bais Sheni, the Kodesh was. But it was a height of 40, not of 30. And that's just because Chagai had said that the Bais Sheni should be Gadol Yeh Kvod HaBais Hazeh HaAchrim and HaRishon. Should be more Mechubad, meaning, I guess, bigger. But so they couldn't change the dimensions of the footprint because that's given by a separate, you know, Kabbalah. It has to be exactly right in terms of the size. So therefore, to make it bigger, because the Nevuah, they made it the roof, the ceiling, higher in Bais Sheni. Okay, in any case, there Rabban Shimon Gamliel Omer Hakol Kevinyan HaHechel. Now, there's two ways to read this. The simple way to read it, I think, is that it's as a rhetorical question, which means Rabban Shimon Gamliel says, what? Hakol Kevinyan HaHechel? Really, everyone has to live by the same impressive dimensions of the Hechel, the base of Mikdash's sanctuary? That's a little excessive. I mean, they had a very high ceilings because it's an impressive building. But what do other people have to have if they're living in a trochlea that's 10 by 10 almost? It has to be 10 amma high, 5 meter high ceiling. That seems really mugzam, extreme. So therefore, not necessary, says he. Others learn, other pshat the Gemara brings, is that indeed Rabbi Shimon Gamliel is agreeing. He's just saying, yeah, indeed, everything is according to the how the Heichel was built as opposed to anything else. However, like all these Mishnayos, the real halacha lamaisa, so to speak, notwithstanding the Shulchan Aruch, would be what's normal and expected in your particular locale. So if ceilings, they have a standard height, it would be the standard height ceiling and not, you know, whether that's taller or shorter than the prescription of the Mishnah.